Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Elkhead. 7:06. Happy Tuesday to you. Longest day of the week on record.
It's your day you hate the most.
And I don't hate it.
You hate Tuesdays.
I don't hate
You've
Tuesdays.
Said it. You hate it. We're stamping it. You said it.
I try not to use the word hate too often.
Dislike greatly.
No.
What is it about Tuesdays?
Again, you're just, it's not the first day of the week, so the excitement isn't there for the new week. You know, it kind of wears off by.
I beg to differ.
2:37 Monday.
Tuesdays rule.
All right. Bill said it.
In England.
Mm-hmm. There's British accent.
For the English.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something going on in England today?
No. Okay. Tuesday.
National
Tuesday.
Holiday.
It's Tuesday in England, too.
Is it?
All across the world for a little bit.
For a short time.
It's the same day everywhere for just a little bit.
Is there more than 24 time zones?
I don't think so.
Because can someone be in a completely different, you know, always in a different day?
I can't answer. I do have a vendor.
Early.
Yeah, I can't answer that question, but I do have a vendor for my other job who lives in Australia.
Oh, nice.
We do our phone calls at 11 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what time it is there, but that's what works for
Probably
him.
Probably the next day.
It's the next day.
Next morning.
Yeah, the next day for him.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Is that intentional? You think he reaches out because he knows you're sleeping? Like, I'm gonna call him.
No. We plan these ahead of time. He's not just like calling me up at 11 on a Monday night.
Sometimes that works.
Sometimes it does work.
Yesterday, I found out after the show, which I did not know during the conversation of the show, it was Babe Ruth's first,
pitching start.
Right. Major League Baseball.
In Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Yesterday,
I forget the year. I'm going to throw one out. 1914.
I like that year.
That sounds like, that's right. And we said it, so it's true.
And you have his cards.
I do, but I forgot them at home.
You ain't got these cards, man. You don't have signed Baby Ruth cards.
I didn't say signed. Whoa. I did not say signed.
Okay.
I did not say signed.
You have like Baby Ruth at home, right?
Yeah, you got a bunch of chocolate Baby Ruths. A bunch of receipts for Baby Ruths.
Just the wrappers, because you ate the candy already.
For 1914.
They're stuffed in there.
You spent $19.14 on Baby Ruths?
It was on sale.
Smart buy.
You got to save that.
You can't. The buy one, get one free. You have to go all the way to really get the deal. Right, it's not really a deal at half off.
Right.
The deal isn't buying double the amount for the same price.
Right. I was at Harris Teeter the other day, and this guy was asking the checkout lady, you know, the drinks are like buy three, get one free or something.
And
like
you have
that.
To buy all three.
Yeah, he was like, I have to buy all three. And she was like, yes, that's how this deal works. He goes, I'm only one person.
I am but one man.
Upset about the deal and the requirements of it. It's unfair.
My favorite comeback. I would have said, just take it. You get it for free.
You know what? You're right, sir. This is a big injustice.
You are only one person.
But I am but one man.
You should not have to buy
48 Dr. Peppers.
Right.
You don't need 48, sir. No person does.
That was my favorite thing I've ever heard.
In Australia, that's illegal.
I should have just bought the Dr. Pepper for him and handed it to him and said, you're right, sir. You are just one person.
Can you split tabs at Harris Teeter yet?
You should be able to. We run through sodas quick at our house.
Do you?
Yeah, real fast.
Cheerwines, is that it? Or does Rob drink soda too?
No. Of course not. Have you seen
him?
So
you go through soda fast? Is that
Katie and I do go through them real fast.
So you need help getting those four cases out? We'll take some of those off your head. Do you just want the free one? We'll take the three. You get the free?
We'll take the three. We'll go through them
fast. And we'll split them?
No. Well, Rob, he'll say he doesn't, but he will. At lunchtime, he'll have a Coke or a Dr. Pepper.
I have a diet.
Mm.
I like a little self-checkout rollover. You were talking about people paying, splitting tabs.
Yeah, that's a new thing, right? You can do that like at restaurants and stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be pretty cool if I could be in the self-checkout, and then I just say, I only think I'll pay about 15 of these dollars. I'll leave the rest to the person behind me.
Sure. they'll close the tab.
Yeah, close it out for me.
It's like when you go through the drive-thru and the person ahead of you pays for you.
Love that.
Same kind of happened to me, but.
It's
never happened.
Once or twice.
A kid can dream.
You don't go through the drive-thru enough, Bill. It'll happen. Law of averages.
Yeah. How you fix it, though, is you just ask, hey, by the way, did the person in front, did they happen to pay for mine? You sure you didn't ask them? That's how you do it. That's how you find out.
really who your friends
are. And you can tell them that when you're ordering.
That's what I mean.
Right. When you order, hey, the person in front.
They said they were going to take care of it.
Yeah. Looks like they might just ask.
Yeah.
They did the wave. Yeah. In case. It was coming.
Yeah. Go and throw it on their tab. That's it. Yeah. That's the advantage of the drive-thru. Does that won't work though with the app though?
No, that won't work with the app.
Mm-mm. Another downside.
I know. And I didn't get to run through Dunkin' this morning. I'm sure they missed me.
Have you ever had a flat soda at a drive-thru or fast food place?
Flat soda at a drive-thru? No.
Or anywhere?
I mean, I'm sure, yeah.
Flat soda fan?
No, not a bit. Now.
What? Love it.
I love that transition. I will say that when I was a kid and I was sick, my favorite sick day food was flat Sprite and saltines.
So you do like flat soda?
I did, yeah.
I'm a big fan of flat soda.
You are.
I don't know why. Flat soda actually tastes good to me sometimes.
Hey, you gotta wake up in the morning and eat coffee.
Yeah, bro. You do.
That's,
yeah,
is that weird?
That is weird. But that was my sick day. Yeah, that's like my sick day comfort food was like flat Sprite and saltines.
Wait, so why is it weird for me but not for you?
Because that was when I was a kid, not now.
Oh, so like you grow out of stale?
Yeah, I grew out of it.
Of flat soda as an adult? That's part of it?
And stale chips?
I kind of like stale chips more than I like more...
Then you like fresh ones?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Like last night.
I need to hear where this is coming from.
So last night, Demi went to the zoo yesterday with her school, North Carolina Zoo.
She's been at the zoo a lot since it's been on sale. What are you up to?
Just making adoption plans.
Giraffe and Preston.
Y'all are getting ready to buy that zoo out in Troutman, aren't you? That's going to be the announcement.
Nah, Scott, I got to talk to Scott about that price. $16 million is a little high, in my opinion, on that. I mean, I don't know what it's cash flowing, but my God.
I don't know you can buy the private island now.
It better
16.
Be cash flowing real good on some $16 million. And them animals die. You ever been around an animal and it dies? That sounds terrible.
It does.
Right?
How do you get rid of a dead giraffe?
Like, it's one thing. Like, I had to put my dog to sleep in 2017. What do you think it's going to be like putting down a lion?
Oh, that's going to be hard.
See?
Stale.
The chips. So, last night, Demi gets home. It's one of those days, right? You're out and about all day. You don't really eat, like, a real solid meal. So, it's 9:30 at night. Of course, she's snacking in bed. And she gets out the Ritz crackers. Well, the Ritz crackers have been in the cabinet. You know, they're the back of the cabinet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the back of the pantry. She really wanted Ritz. And so she starts eating them. She's like, these kind of taste kind of funny. Can you check them? Of course, what do? I start downing them. It's 9:30 at night. I'm in bed.
Right, that's how you check them.
Ritz.
Let me eat about 20 more Ritz. Just to make sure.
I'm not really feeling, I'm not getting anything yet. And then by the end of the box, I'm like, yeah, they were a little stale. But I can go grab the other box for you now.
Sure. Yeah.
Those were also stale. She did not eat those. Don't worry, I took care of them.
Do you like Ritz crackers just on their own?
I'll eat Ritz crackers. These had the peanut butter, Ritz peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, I like
And then
those
we had
too.
The cheese version off brand. I think they were Aldi.
Aldi, yeah. The Aldi ones are good.
And then I busted out the mini Nillas, and those were also stale.
Ooh, mini Nilla wafers?
Them are dangerous, bro. Them are, you can turn, just take the bag.
I get stubborn if those are stale. I'm.
You're not going to eat those if they're
no,
stale?
No, I'm still.
Nah, I wouldn't eat
See?
Them. I'm still going.
Okay, so
going
wait a second.
In.
So it's okay as children to like flat soda. And as long as it's Nilla wafers, we can eat them because they're stale?
I think so.
I'm not eating anything stale. I don't know who you're talking to.
But, okay, so you go to Costco, you don't have anything go stale? You guys consume it before it goes
stale?
Away.
Wow, yeah, just throw it
so
away.
You don't buy the stale food.
I'm confused.
Katie did tell me that that Ritz are a millennial cracker. Nobody younger than 30 eats them.
Dang, that actually
that kind of play.
That hurts. Hey, I like Ritz.
I do too.
That's the same thing can be said for soup.
That's our cracker.
That's
soup.
Yeah, I don't think any kids eat soup anymore.
I don't know.
No way, kids aren't eating no soup. It's not in the diet.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
We have had a string of days with below normal temperatures, but the good news today, I think we'll finally warm to right where we need to be this time of the year as temperatures for your Tuesday climb into the low 70s, around 73 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a few clouds mix in late in the day. They'll be on the increase overnight tonight as well as temperatures fall into the low 50s, much warmer than we were last night. We'll see breezy conditions for your Wednesday as temperatures climb to the mid 70s. From the WSIC Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Daniel Cruz.
The app with Lake Norman deals. The WSIC app is out now, wherever you get your apps.
Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 7:18 on this stale-ish day, Tuesday. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. No accidents to report. 77 southbound between exit 42 in Troutman and 36 in Mooresville. There's some heavy congestion in that area, a little bit of a slowdown. As far as in the Huntersville area, traffic's getting heavier as the morning progresses. And same with Charlotte as you're going in the city. Traffic is heavier today. Northbound, there is some pockets of heavy traffic as you're going towards Mooresville and Statesville. Secondary road, Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning.
Jeff, can I ask you a question? Do you drink soda?
I do.
Do you ever? Go ahead. No, I think you know where I'm going with this. No. Please, after you, sir.
Yeah, I told Bill. I said somebody's got to be messed up if they're eating stale crackers and chips and flat sodas. You can't do the flat sodas. Got to have all the fizz.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you.
This is my sit-down couch time with Jeff right now. Perfect. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you. RideiCats.com. We'll talk to you at 8:15, Jeff.
All right. Y'all have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideiCats.com. Tuesday, the day that iCats goes to the VA in Salisbury. Maybe being treated for flat soda syndrome or something like that. That's
not in Salisbury. They got cheer wine.
Yeah, they do.
Nothing flat about
nothing
it.
Nothing flat about
there.
It.
Nothing flat.
Just the terrain, maybe.
Unless it's
for a nice stroll,
a little bit old of a case. Maybe buy three, get one free.
Nope.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
What?
Oh, my. That's stale Ritz. That was stale Ritz.
That's leftover right there, baby. You got that snack.
We got the word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest happening this week, this Thursday through Sunday, April 25th through the 28th at Wilkes Community College. We will see you there.
Hey, how about this?
Look for Ben Daniels.
Merlefest starts day after tomorrow.
Wow. Wow. That's really soon.
Just throwing that out there, too.
Yeah, day after tomorrow. It is already here. Today's word of the day is nosh.
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 Okay.
Nosh? All right. Yeah.
It's a verb. It's a what
verb.
You do.
Justin, I picked this one just for you because it comes in verb form. It also has a noun form. So you can.
Let me nosh on this blueberry.
Conjugate it. Would you like to hear it in a sentence?
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
We noshed at the amusement park.
Played.
I'm going to give you some vague ones.
Yeah, that's super vague.
Yeah, it is. That's in the verb context.
We hung out underneath the roller coaster and threw dice.
I'll just have a quick nosh before we go.
I decided to run a marathon.
No.
A quick nosh before we go?
Yep.
Food consumption.
I think it's something about food.
I think you guys
wrong.
Nope. Mamie is correct.
Yay, I got it.
Mamie is correct. Yes, Justin noshes out on stale Ritz every night.
Yeah.
Perfect. I do. I'm noshing a blueberry muffin right now.
Nosh. And I picked that word because we got 158 on Main coming up later on. Because
we'll be noshing?
Hopefully.
Yeah. They're joining us via video call, so I don't think they're going to bring any nosh.
You ever noshed with anybody on video?
Anything noshable?
No, I don't think they're bringing. They're not going to be bringing anything because they're joining us via 3CX.
You know what's not fun? When you nosh and become nauseous.
Yeah, that's over nosh.
Yeah, that's too much nosh.
Overly nosh.
I feel like that's a word Pauly Shore used back in the day.
Remember who's Pauly Shore?
You don't know who Pauly Shore is?
Oh, Pauly Shore from Jersey?
No.
Pauly Shore from Pauly Shore. I don't know how the...
Pauly Pocket?
No.
Pauly Shore, he's a actor.
Oh, it's a dude.
Comedian.
I was visualizing a female.
Pauly Shore.
Hard to describe. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't know. You do know. You've seen him.
You know.
I don't...
Okay.
He's been in Biodome. He's been in a lot of silly
Oh, movies. Biodome.
Yeah.
Is that where they hunt humans?
No.
No, no. Oh. We're done.
No. Okay. Moving on. Next thing.
I'm not going to try to help you find Pauly Shore.
Yeah. I don't know how it's explained. Yeah. I don't know how it's explained.
You know what I could find?
What's that?
Cherville.
Cherville? How do you say it?
Cherville.
Cherville?
Cherville.
Say it again.
Cherville.
Cherryville.
Cherville.
So they're Fox 46, or is that Queen City News? Is that what they call themselves Cherville. Now?
Yes.
They do hometown tour. They went out to Cherryville.
Cherville.
Cherville. And they asked a bunch of people who live there how they pronounce it.
You're right around the corner from Cherville, don't you?
I grew up.
Cherville.
Right on the line. Right. Cherville. Right there.
Half blood.
Right there. I did send you guys a video yesterday. We'll have to share that later. I'm the high school in my hometown. So that's where I grew up. Right, wow. Right on the edge of Cherville.
Cherville.
You want me to run the audio on this?
Yeah, you can run the audio on this.
Let's run it back. Let's nosh it for a second.
So ask a bunch of people who live there how they pronounce it, because it's a controversy. Is it Cherryville? Is it Cherville?
Is it a controversy?
Yeah, I think some people, because I grew up always calling it Cherville. Like that. That's how a little bit of the vul. Yeah. Kind of rolls together.
I was gonna go more the rrr.
But it wasn't Cherryville. Mm. But yeah, Bill, you can run the sense. So
Cherville. Cherryville, that's definitely not the way to say it. But we did ask a lot of the townsfolks here about how do you really say the town's name. Go ahead and listen to what they had to say.
And how do you say it?
Cherryville.
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 Nope, we're not from there.
You said it wrong.
Take two, you go first. How did you say it?
Cherryville.
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 That's how I say it.
That's pretty close, right?
Okay.
Cherryville.
Terrible. Now, what'd you say the first time?
Cherryville.
She
never says it that way.
I was just trying to be proper for once.
I've been in school here in second grade, so I grew up here.
So you know how to say it. How do you say it?
Cherryville.
Terrible.
So what do you think of everybody else that says it all these crazy names?
You know, that's when you know they're not from here.
Though. That's right.
It's a big debate.
That's
here.
Right.
How do you...
So people who say Cherryville... But I don't think that's correct.
Oh, you don't think Cherville's right?
No, it's Cherville.
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 Not Cherville.
Not Cherville.
No, not C-H-U-R.
It's not C-H-U-R. It's not C-H-U-R. It's C-H-E-R-R-Y, vol.
However you would spell that. Yeah, that's how you spell it. Cherry with a vil?
Cherville. Yeah.
Cherville.
So then it got me thinking about like places around here that we've been through the discussion about Jeton, Jeton, Jeton.
Jeton.
Jeton is the correct pronunciation. Pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
But then, like, other words around here, too, like Concord.
Concord.
People call it Concord.
Concord.
Yeah. Like, they're from up north. I get real upset about that one.
Flying the Concord in.
I can't Concord. Handle.
My dad
can't
calls it Charlotte.
Though. Charlotte.
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 I like that.
I've heard that one.
I do like
Is
that
Is your dad
one.
From here originally?
Rock Hill, TGK.
Yeah.
So dude, shout out to Rock Hill. They got blasted with
some
head.
Oh, I know. They did.
That?
Oh, my gosh.
I did see that. Yeah.
Blasted.
I did not even realize that was the same region that I live.
Yeah.
Rock Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the storm. Like, we didn't have the storm.
No, we didn't get anything close to that. Yeah. It's crazy.
They had devastation.
I don't even go to this school.
Yeah,
right.
People's houses were messed up.
Yeah.
A lot of insurance claims.
It was terrible.
Sure.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
I do say that.
That's what I tried to do.
That's Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Terrible.
Terrible. I do use that.
Forgive me.
But then Iredell County, people call it Iredell.
Yeah.
Makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, I don't know if I say.
Do you have any?
I say Iredell. I say I try not to emphasize the I, but I always end up emphasizing Iredell. No, it's not Iredell.
It's not Iredell, but people say Iredell.
I say Iredell.
Yeah, it's Iredell.
It's just normal.
Concord. What's some other ones that people mispronounce? Appalachian.
Marsville.
Marsville?
Marsville.
Mooresville.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when people say Appalachian, just can't stand
one,
it.
Your boy Marty Smith.
I know
it
he
all the
does,
time.
And I've tried to correct him.
I've
he
tweeted
won't
at
listen
him.
To me. He won't
I've,
listen
I've
to me.
I've tweeted at him. If he's gonna, if
you
he's
guys
gonna,
like Marty,
you know, he seems nice.
Friend of the show, come on in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, he's welcome anytime.
Yeah,
but he better say Appalachian right before he comes in.
Yeah, he does say Appalachian
because he did the video whenever College Game Day was there at App State's campus, and he was jumping in duck pond, which is what they call the
right.
pond that everybody does polar plunge and does all this fun stuff on campus. Appalachian. And it's like, and even every broadcaster, right, when you talk about Appalachian State, even when, App beat Michigan years
right.
ago, that whole thing.
They say that.
Appalachian.
You just.
Wanna... I didn't realize it was that complicated.
I didn't know it was that complicated either. I don't know. You just got to talk to one person there, ask them how to pronounce
just
it.
Just one.
They'll get it right.
Pick one.
Yeah.
Anybody. that has gone there.
That lives there, that knows anything about it.
Anything at all.
So.
Well.
Now we know. It's Cherryville, not Cherryville. And
I was trying to think if there's any states, too, that have issues with this, but I think the states are all pretty clearly defined, right?
Yeah, I think it's just a regional accent. Yeah. But, you know, we've had a lot of people who have moved here from outside of North Carolina over the last few years, and they do their best, but we just have to make sure that we correct them as natives of the area.
You were concerned that the next generation was going to lose the southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
Should we try to bring a different accent into North Carolina and, like, change the trajectory? Like, should we go, like bayou with it, like come on down to Truro.
No, we're just gonna keep it going. I've got about 1,500 people that have commented on that video that say it's not going anywhere.
I believe them.
Yeah,
it's probably true.
About 500,000 people have looked at that one so far, so I don't think it's going anywhere.
How many millions of people have looked at this new Miami cruise that's set to launch? First ever nude cruise in 2025.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit back and I'm not gonna talk about this one. Saw this one on the sheet this morning. Yeah, I'm just gonna sit
back. It popped
back.
Up on my
you guys,
timeline.
You guys have fun with that
I
one.
I thought it was worth asking about at least.
Is everybody
going
nude?
It says a Miami cruise company is set to launch its first ever nude cruise in 2025. A unique cruise departing.
Hello, Captain. How's the weather looking today?
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Breezy, I see.
This is annual event. Annual event scheduled for 2025 marks the first charter from Miami with Norwegian cruise lines. That's why it makes sense.
Okay.
The Norwegians. They live their life this way.
Okay.
As far as I know. Following similar excursions with Carnival cruises from Tampa. Didn't know Carnival was on this game already. Or maybe they're not. Don't know. The CEO of Bear Necessities. That's the name of the organization.
Oh, that tracks.
Yeah, 11-day voyage.
I get
naked it. 11 days straight. Could you
Bear
handle
Necessities.
That?
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
We have had a string of days with below normal temperatures, but the good news today, I think we'll finally warm to right where we need to be this time of the year as temperatures for your Tuesday climb into the low 70s, around 73 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a few clouds mix in late in the day. They'll be on the increase overnight tonight as well as temperatures fall into the low 50s, much warmer than we were last night. We'll see breezy conditions for your Wednesday as temperatures climb to the mid-70s. From the WSIC Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Daniel Cruz.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy Tuesday to you. It's a exciting day because you might need something to do. Because Tuesday, you got to fill the time.
That's right.
It's extra time.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the extra day of the week.
It's just a bonus day.
It's just there for you to do with what you please. And maybe you want to go visit downtown Mooresville.
Oh, we love downtown Mooresville.
One of the best downtowns in the Lake Norman community. One of the best spots in downtown Mooresville. 158 on Main. And we're being joined now.
Yeah. Cole and Lisa. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great. How are y'all?
Fabulous.
Great. Thanks for having us.
What is this setup here? You guys are on video right now. I'm seeing a lot of bottles. Are y'all at 158 on Main? Or are you at your house? Where are we at right now?
Yeah, no, we are not at 158 currently. We are at home, and we use an area that we do a little, let's call it a little research and development for.
Yeah, I like it.
Upcoming cocktails.
So how did you guys get into the restaurant? Is it really a restaurant? It's bar, it's restaurant. You guys have food.
Yeah, y'all
do you have food. What do you consider yourselves? You also do entertainment. So what do you guys consider yourselves?
Yeah, so we're at first and foremost a craft cocktail lounge right in the heart of downtown Mooresville. And I would say with great craft cocktails, you got to have a complimentary food program as well. So we do have an amazing food and a chef. And then for the entertainment side, live music. So in kind of ranking in that order, if you will, you can come get well hydrated, well fed, and well entertained. And it's all right in the literally the center of Main Street and downtown.
What's it been like for you guys in seeing downtown Mooresville and the growth that it's seen, the people, right? New people venturing out and experiencing and having fun and coming in. What's the atmosphere like in downtown Mooresville these days?
I mean, it's a big growth area, I feel like, and it's been exciting to be a part of and to be a small business owner in that area. And especially now with the social districting, with alcohol there, and to be a part of that, just to see all the new, like young people going out and about, just all the buzz that's going on with all the new restaurants. It's really exciting, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
You can't own a craft cocktail place without having a favorite craft cocktail, I would imagine. So share with us some of y'all's favorites. And it could be something maybe on the menu, or let's, you know, get a little adventurous maybe off menu here a little bit, because I'm sure you get the request from time to time. Share with us some of your favorite cocktails.
Sure, please.
Oh, absolutely. And we do, you know, have our staples that are always on the menu, but one of our things is we change our featured cocktail seasonally about every 12 weeks. And those are crafted and created by our bartenders. So if you come in and you look at our menu, they put their initials on their drinks. So they stamp those themselves. And they're very unique, and they are delicious. But I would say my favorite of all time so far was one that's not currently on the menu. So I order off label, so to speak. It's a little secret. It's called the Mind Your Mango. It's a mango margarita. Mm. I tend to lean into tequila a little bit, but it's delicious. And it has a little bit of a Grand Marnier floater on it. And it has a plum powder on the rim, which really kind of wow. pulls it all together. And it is exceptional.
That sounds so fantastic. So
yeah, now currently on the menu, we have a passion fruit margarita, mm. which is also delicious.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to either one of those.
Yeah.
And Justin, I mean, mine would be on the bourbon side. I love to go in, and one of our most popular drinks is an old fashioned. And
now
whichever one of our great staff members is working that night, I'll have them pick the bourbon to put in the old fashioned. So, and with bourbon, we have started a great new program of antique bourbons that I like to enjoy as well. So we just unveiled that actually a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
It seems like it's definitely like I don't want to say custom experience, because I don't want people to think like that it's extremely too pricey, but it's a great way to kind of dive into a niche concept, right? Because many people, they'll go to a bar, they'll go to a restaurant, and they'll have a drink. But the experience of craft cocktails, what makes that unique in your guys' opinion?
Well, in our opinion, it starts weeks before the menu's opened. Our staff literally they do a very good job staying on trend. So whether it's spring flavors that are out now, or obviously in the summer, you're going to have different access to different fruits and colors. They start researching weeks in advance. And when I say research, we make our own syrups. We make our own anything that's not a whole fruit. And they just start testing. 1 ounce of lime juice compared to a half ounce of simple syrup changes the whole flavor of the drink, the glass that it sits in. So it's just they try over and over until they have it perfected. And then as a staff, we all come in the week before we're unveiling a new menu and do all the final testings, final tweaks, final names, which are themed after some song playing off the live music or an artist. So it's that would be the craft side, Justin. It takes weeks to perfect and to come up with. It's not just pouring a vodka soda or Jack and Coke. Nothing wrong with those, but that takes a few seconds, not a few weeks.
And you can still order those. I mean, they'll make them for you if that's what you know prefer and that's your preference. But like all the juices are hand squeezed, so you're getting fresh ingredients. And unique ingredients as well. Sometimes there might be things in your drink you've not heard of that make it just extra special and might give it that extra taste you haven't had before. So I think that's what creates a true craft cocktail.
We're joined by Lisa and Cole Richardson, 158 on Main in downtown Mooresville, 158onmain.com. You can check out the website. They list their drinks and the food. So I don't know if y'all heard earlier, I was getting berated because last night I ate a few stale chips in bed. Okay, I did. I'm sorry. But I know at y'all's spot, you don't have stale chips. And I'm looking at this wonderful menu. So my wife and I these days, we're really into the shareables kind of thing, right? And it seems like this menu complements that style of going out. Talk to us about your food menu and what you guys got going on these days.
Absolutely. So we've got everything from an amazing charcuterie and cheese board that is almost every table gets because it's just easy shareable, through different some sandwiches all the way up to seasonal salads. But everything is designed to for two reasons. One, it complements the cocktail menu, again, being seasonal, but as well that shareability where you can come in and, you know, whether it's date night or it's a happy hour after a business event or just a group of friends, you can come in, everybody try a different drink, order three or four menu items that you're sampling all of it. And that just turns out to be a great shareable evening because you're there to share good times, share great music. So the food goes right with that.
And that also has items that change seasonally, too, just so that we keep it fresh and we keep it unique. For instance, we just launched a lobster roll, which is unique right now.
Nice.
A chicken salad, which our chef makes in-house, is unique and has a little bit of a jerk twist with some, was it?
Pickled tomatoes.
Pickled tomatoes on it, which is really, it's exceptional. The nachos are awesome, and those are really shareable as well. So just some really kind of unique things that we think are great for this season also.
I've had the pork carnitas nachos, by the way.
My husband, you have?
Rob and I split them.
Oh, you have?
They're very, very good. Yes, I could have eaten it by myself. They are very good. So I met you guys at the Christmas bar when you guys do the Miracle on Main, I think is what it's called. So talk to me a little bit about that because you guys transformed the entire bar into like the ultimate Christmas experience.
Miracle on 34th Street type
thing. It's unbelievable what they did.
Yeah. The best way we describe it is, so 11 months out of the year, 10 and a half months out of the year, we are 158 on Main. For those last 6 to 7 weeks of the season, we transform into Miracle on Main. And the best way to describe it, if you haven't been, is imagine shrinking yourself to about 2 inches, crawling up inside a Christmas tree and looking out.
That's it.
So our decorations are, I won't tell you the exact number because that's a trivia question, but there's thousands of ornaments hanging from the ceiling. All of the surfaces and walls are covered. There's gifts hanging from the ceiling. And it takes about 300 man hours to decorate that and then turn around and take it down. But the whole purpose of it is to have a pop up where the drink menu and food menu will change. But it is themed to put everybody in the Christmas spirit, and it just kicks the season off. And when we start that, the line forms usually on the sidewalk, and we are just wide open from open to close 7 days a week.
Okay, and upcoming, the spring break pop-up, May 7th through the 18th,
yes.
158 on Main, going on May 7th through the 18th. Give us the rundown for this upcoming event you guys have.
Well, it is like with Miracle, what we have found out. We did a Barbie theme last year when the Barbie movie came out. So playing off of that, so for 2 weeks coming in May, it's going to be like you were in Florida in high school and college for spring break. Everything will be neon and a little retro thinking with both music and then, again, some specialty cocktails that we'll offer that week. But we'd like to offer that to the community several times a year. So whether it's a spring break, whether it is Christmas or some other theme that we come up in the fall or summer, we just think it's good for the community, gives everybody something to do and be excited about to come out for a great evening.
It's cool to have the different themes, and you guys entertain each week. Every Wednesday, you've got trivia going on. Does it get rowdy in there for trivia? What's that like?
It can. That can be anything from a casual, evening after work to we do have groups and teams that come in, and they come every week. So highly competitive. And obviously, it's a great atmosphere to enjoy that time with friends, have a little competition. And, you know, the winning team does get a gift certificate for 158. So you can come back a second time and have some drinks on us as well.
Cole and Lisa Richardson of 158 on Main, 158onmain.com. You can find them in downtown Mooresville. Real quick before we wrap up, Lisa, I see the spotlight post on y'all's IG right here. What's up with your ability to find four-leaf clovers everywhere? What's going on? How do we get some of that passed around to everybody else?
You know, if I knew, I would tell you. It's just been a gift I've always had. I can be walking with you, talking, and I can just see them. I think they find me, I'm telling you. Cole can witness to it. It's my natural gift, my natural talent.
Okay. Well, let's get some of that going on. Go by 158 on Main. Check out Lisa and Cole and what they've got going on. There's plenty to do. Again, coming up, they've got the pop-up happening here in May. So if you're looking for a fun-themed event to participate in, 158 on Main. Lisa and Cole, thanks for joining us. And next time, we'll be sitting at the bar, maybe having a craft cocktail together. That'll
be
good.
We hope for sure. To see there.
Come anytime, guys. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, good morning, fam. When we come back, a couple more news stories on the day. My timeline, at least. I don't know if it's actual news.
Can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's not stale chips. Don't worry.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 7:48. Happy Tuesday to you. I don't know why I'm jumping to Wednesday already again.
I thought it was Friday when I woke up this morning, so.
Did you really?
I did. I really did. I think it's because Rob comes home today, and I'm so excited.
Mm.
But he's been gone on a golf trip since Friday.
And he's back now.
He comes back today.
How many holes of golf did he play?
Whatever the number of days that he was gone.
Times 18.
Times 18.
36.
Plus he played a round of 36, right?
He played a round of 36, too, so I don't know.
I live vicariously through Rob sometimes.
Hundreds and hundreds of holes of golf.
Do you think education can be saved?
I don't know. Does it need to be?
It might need to be.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily wrong, but it's something definitely a new age that we have to accept. Okay, obviously, we use AI quite often throughout our days in general.
Yeah.
We all do. If you order on Uber Eats or DoorDash, you're using a form of AI.
Oh, Wendy's is rolling out the AI order. Remember I told you about the Bojangles that I went to that had AI, like when you went through the drive-thru?
What is Wendy's doing? What are they changing?
It's the AI. Like when you pull up to the drive-thru, it's just AI.
It's just like a person?
There's not a person.
I mean, not a person?
Not a person, yeah. It'd be like if you were talking to Siri order.
I assume you would like the...
No, not like that. It just listens to what you say and like fills in the
blanks. And processes it. Mm-hmm. So it's like an automated order system type thing. Well, even in the schools. So did Katie ever talk about AI at all? Like at schools and kids using AI like for writing papers?
She is very anti-AI.
Really?
Yeah, which is surprising to me. Because I use it all the time. But she says it's not fair.
I saw this tweet from a guy who's a lot of my things aren't necessarily doomsday, right? World coming to an end. Yeah. I do follow a lot of real estate people as well. This guy, though, started talking about some of the things he's seen from kids in schools related to AI. And I did think it was an interesting read, a longer form kind of conversation here. He had some takeaways as far as about AI and whether or not we should embrace it in schools or not.
Okay.
That's the real question, right? Because should kids be allowed to do it and utilize it? Is it considered cheating? Do you consider AI cheating if someone uses it as a tool for writing a paper?
As a tool? No, I don't consider it cheating.
Okay. Mm-mm.
No, I don't consider it at all.
You've seen what these things can do?
Yeah, I've seen what they can do. I think I use it enough that I can tell if somebody else has used it in their writing. Because there's certain words that, especially ChatGPT uses all the time. Amazing, extraordinary, listen up.
That's the words I use all the time.
No, too. But that's AI. Like, if that's how your sentence starts, this amazing opportunity. Well, AI wrote that. Like, it's
really?
Just, yeah, ChatGPT wrote it specifically. There's other ones. There's other writing. There's Bard, and there's other ones that write for you. But that specifically. So I was in the process of hiring a new intern, and every single cover letter was written by AI.
That you got?
That I got.
What?
And so I asked my current intern, I said, just tell me what you think about this. I said, it doesn't bother me per se because they're using it as a tool, but it's definitely AI wrote it.
And there's also tools, and this is the inside for if you're a parent or if you're a teacher. There's now additional tools that beyond ChatGPT, beyond Gemini, you can wash the paper with mm-hmm. other AI tools that make it not so ChatGPT-ish.
Well, what you have to say whenever you're putting the prompt in.
Yeah. Don't sound like ChatGPT.
You say don't use the following words that they use every single time. So that's awesome. Kinda, yeah.
Friendship.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I thought friendship would be a good
listen
one.
Up. That's the other one they use. Oh. If you get it to write a social media caption for you, it'll always start, listen up.
So. It's funny because we're reading.
I know.
Yeah, and school administrators, do they view it as cheating?
I don't know. I'd have to ask one.
Does State Board of Education view it as cheating?
You can, though. You can. There's programs out there that you could put the text into that and it would tell you which one wrote it. So I think you just have to be smart enough to – it's just like Cliff Notes back in the day. Do you remember Cliff Notes?
Spark Notes?
Maybe Spark Notes too.
Cliff Notes, I think, were similar cousins, but same family.
Same thing, where you have this gigantic Pride and Prejudice, gigantic book. Sure. You read that one?
I haven't read many books in my life at all.
Okay. Well, that's one that most people had to read in
I remember
school.
The Hatchet.
The Hatchet? That's a book?
Yeah, that's a book.
I don't know that one.
After my time.
I was going to say before my time. After my time. But like those big, big books that you have to read, Oliver Twist or...
What kind of books are you reading?
These are like classic books.
Did I tell you what I'm...
Little Women. Classic books.
Never heard of it.
That you have to read in school. And so you would get the little cliff notes because I went to middle school at least before the internet. So you would get the little one that would give you the summary. I got destroyed one time because I used that to write my report versus actually reading the book.
Did I ever tell you how I messed up? You know, because they had I can't remember what it was called, but it was like... Basically, you could test yourself and find out what reading level you're at. Did I ever tell you what I did in seventh grade?
Mm-mm.
I messed myself up. So you had to create a baseline for yourself, right? Okay. Like you'd start off at the beginning of the year. You'd pick a book. You'd take the little test, answer the question, see if you knew it on the computer, right? To see if you really read it, understood the book. Me, I thought I'd go back in the day, what I considered the ChatGPT route. I'll just pick a book I already know.
Mm.
A title that is so common in the world that surely everybody knows the story. So what's the book I picked? Well, of course, Rumpelstiltskin. That's who wouldn't pick Rumpelstiltskin? Let me be honest with you right now. I thought that was the only book somebody would pick because it's the most common story in the entire world.
Everybody knows that story.
Turns out, have you ever read the real Rumpelstiltskin?
No, it's probably terrifying.
Didn't pick the book up until after the test?
Yeah.
It's like a 400-page novel. This ain't no bedtime story.
I thought it was a children's story.
Hey, he captured souls and spun on a wheel of thread. That's not what the story is, by the way, of Rumpelstiltskin. And so I go through the test guessing all these answers, which I was like, oh, man, maybe that's the storyline. I remember Rumpelstiltskin being a little bit different. Got a passing grade.
Yeah.
Awesome, right? Yeah. Fantastic. Justin did what he did. Now Justin, in seventh grade, has to read at a 14th grade reading level for the rest of the year. That's how that works. And if you go below... Well, there goes your prize at the end of the year and the potential loss.
Nothing from the treasure box.
Nothing at all. And did I get into the treasure box?
No.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? 14th grade reading level?
Yeah.
Because you did so good on cheating on your test.
Because I did so good with Rumpelstiltskin that it set the bar so high for everything else. There's like one little section in the library with the books that fit this category.
Yeah.
That was my genius move. So ChatGPT, be careful. I'm throwing things.
Yeah, watch out. Your teacher's going to think you're too smart.
That's it. Yeah, that's how it happens.
Kids, you don't want to get stuck in that advanced
reading. Before you know, you're going off to college.
You're in AP English. Who knows what happens next?
I did tell you I tried to take AP stats, right?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I took AP statistics. Shout out to Coach Rust at Hopewell. And I passed the class. The AP test was, there was no point in me coming to school that day.
No.
At all.
I did horrible. I did pretty good in my AP classes, but the test, no, terrible. I took AP chemistry. What was I thinking?
I don't know what you
How was that going to help me in life?
I don't
life?
Know who your advisor was.
I don't know. They did not like me, whoever it was.
Do you have the periodic table memorized?
No. Oh. No.
Isn't that basically what it is?
I don't. Chemistry? It was a lot of math. AP chemistry was a lot of like formulas and math, which I enjoyed that part of.
Do you remember what copper what copper is on the periodic table?
Oh.
I think it's AG. Mm-hmm. Isn't copper AG?
Yes, I think it is either AG or maybe gold's AU.
My whole point of what the heck is wrong with the periodic table?
I don't know. Why do we need it?
It's important.
It's important, but back to the beginning of the conversation, ChatGPT and what it's doing potentially to kids and then not having to learn and memorizing. That's really what school is, right? Is memorizing. Memorize and try to ingrain it into your steel trap of a brain as much as you can.
Yeah.
But now you don't even have to do that.
Now, in college, one of my classes, we would take quizzes weekly, and then our exam would just be the answers to the quiz. So all you had to do was memorize, not even the answers, just A, C.
Oh, just literally the letters.
D. Nice. Yep, same.
I miss those days.
Yeah. I did great in that class.
You start making up songs. A is for apple on number one. B is for bouncy ball. Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
That's what you could do.
That's not what I did. I just memorized it.
I learn differently. Mm-hmm. And so I have to create these methodologies that help me get really good grades by cheating.
Yeah.
And so that's how.
I don't remember anything from that class. It was communication law. Couldn't tell you any of the laws from
communication. Fantastic. Welcome to radio.
Yeah.
You're hired.
But I got an A in the class.
I do have concerns, though, in the long term of what this does for kids. I mean, because again, though there are plenty of random pieces of information that was completely nonsensical for me to have to memorize, exercising your brain to memorize mm-hmm. is a good thing overall. Maybe the solution here is we add trades back into every school because you can't ChatGPT, you know, a weld. You got to do it. You can't, you know, change an ion to a neutron. I don't even know what I'm making up now at this point.
Do they not have the trades in high school anymore?
Some do, but I it's not common across every school. No. There's no way. Yeah. The cost that it would take to run these programs and things like that, no way.
I took wood shop as an elective in high school.
You had wood shop? I would have loved wood shop.
In high school. We weren't allowed to, like, use any power tools, though.
What kind of shop is
this? There's a lot of gluing.
Little kits in a bag?
Yeah. No, we had saws. We could use saws, but we couldn't use power tools.
Like you had hand saws?
Yeah.
Those are dangerous. Saws. I know. That's not any safer.
It was the 90s. There's no rules.
That's not any safer than a power saw. You get a rusted out hand saw? You give a 12-year-old that?
Yeah. No, it was high school. I was a little bit older.
Excuse me, 14. 14.
That was 14. Excuse me. Glue in a birdhouse together.
Much more stabilized time of life for a young adolescent.
That's great.
Well. Then at least you made it through, though. We did make CO2 cars in middle school.
Oh, that's
you ever do that?
No. We made rockets, though.
Oh, rockets.
Yeah,
cool
we did
too.
The rockets, yeah.
See, and that's how you get kids to engage right there. You got to do fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then the kids do have to read.
Well, and then we did the egg drop. Did you ever do the egg drop competition where you had to drop an egg from like a cherry picker? Do you know what that is? A cherry picker, like a big tall thing that goes up.
I'm familiar with a cherry picker.
Yeah. We had to drop an egg, but you had to case it in something so that it wouldn't break when it fell down. So that was a fun project too. That was middle school.
Cherville.
You know, most of my dealings, particularly with egg drop, not necessarily having to do with school. I find myself commonly when I think of egg drop soup.
Soup. Yeah.
Do you think that the eggs in egg drop soup have been dropped? Is that the whole point?
They have to be.
Maintenance.
What's the point of egg drop soup? Now my mind's... Wait, food? Did we talk about food? 7:59.
That was a long time.
They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Tuesday. Justin, Bill, Mamie hanging out on this... Nope, not middle of the week. Almost said middle of the week again.
It's not Monday. It's not Friday. Mm. It's Tuesday.
Things happen on Mondays.
Nothing happens on Tuesdays.
Some things happen on Tuesdays. I guess elections are happening on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah.
Each year.
Big things happen on Tuesdays.
Lots of fun stuff happens on Tuesdays.
Big things happening yesterday. Las Vegas deciding to take a step out and say we're going to do some high-speed rail. High-speed rail groundbreaking took place yesterday that'll go from Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga.
About 2 hours, 10 minutes, an hour faster than the average drive time. So I thought it was like half the time. Okay. So you shave an hour. Only $12 billion.
Only?
Well, for California then, and Vegas, that's not.
Yeah, that's not.
You combine, put those two together, they spend money.
That's how much like starter home costs in California, right?
That's right.
$12 billion. There. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think high-speed rail from California to Vegas, positive?
I guess. I don't know. Are there a lot of people going from California to Vegas? Rancho Cucamonga specifically?
Don't know about that. I mean, they're probably calling from all over, but I'm sure there was some thought into why Rancho Cucamonga, right? Like as far as for growth and expectations.
They probably had the space for it.
Ah.
Right.
LA doesn't.
Rancho Cucamongans.
Is that what they call themselves? The Cucamongans?
I don't know if that's how
they I want to live there. I just want to say I live in Rancho Cucamonga.
It looks like Rancho Cucamonga is about just east of LA.
East LA. It's
Southern California.
I don't think it's East LA, though. It's yeah. east of
East
LA.
Of East LA.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Just east of East LA.
So I'm going to compare this to something that we could do here. Like if there was a train, it's about three and a half hours to get to North Carolina Beach, would you say, from here?
Yeah.
So if there was a train that went from Charlotte or Cornelius, let's not. I'm not going to Charlotte. I'm not going to Charlotte.
The Rancho Cucamonga.
This is hypothetical, baby. You can be anywhere you want. It comes to your front door.
It goes from downtown Cornelius. To
any beach you want.
Yeah. What beach? Cherry Grove. That's your beach, right?
Sure. Cherry Grove. Cherry Grove and Holden Beach.
Cherry Grove.
Cherry Grove. That's a typical 4-hour drive. Can I cut it in half with this high speed train?
Yeah, you can cut it in half with the high speed train.
Yeah, definitely.
You a beach guy now?
I would day trip to the beach with that.
Okay.
I would day trip to the beach for that.
I would 100% day trip to the beach.
Okay.
Take my computer, do some work.
You think we could do it for less than $12 billion?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Easily.
Easy. I'd do it for...
No brainer.
Yeah, 12 million, I could do it.
You could?
Yeah, it's imaginary. I can do whatever I want.
Oh, got it. Okay, so that part of the hype of the... Yeah, it's worth 17... I was going to say rupees, but that's already a real currency, so I can't make that up. So it doesn't work as well.
Cornelian.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
My own Lake Norman. Mm-mm. Currency. Yeah.
Don't you try converting to that Churriville currency though over there.
Cleveland County. Yeah. No, but I don't know how many people. I would guess a lot of people are going from the LA area to Vegas.
Is this a bigger win for LA or for Vegas?
Vegas.
Vegas, for sure. Vegas.
Bring people in is the cause here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do they need more people going to Vegas? Are they hurting that?
No.
I don't think they're hurting.
They got room.
They got plenty of room.
In the valley.
Yeah, I've never been to Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas?
I've never been to Vegas. Mm-mm.
I've been one time.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I was a kid when I went.
It's cool. There's plenty of things to do, but it's expensive. I mean, it's a trip. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be ready for it.
I feel like everything on the West, that's not really West Coast, but the West side of the country is expensive.
Western portion.
Yeah. Yeah. My nephew's going to college in Seattle. Yeah. Wow.
What's going on in Seattle?
He got into an art school there. He's an artist, so he's
big
got
art,
into an art school.
Big art fans in Seattle. Yeah.
So he got into college there, and that's all they're talking about is how expensive everything is. Like,
but it's beautiful over there, isn't it?
It's Seattle, gorgeous.
Like, isn't that really nice, like beautiful of a city? Like,
mm-hmm. It is beautiful. I've been there once.
Oh. Isn't it on the mountains, on the ocean?
Mm-hmm. The mountains and the ocean, yeah, because it's—
Pacific Northwest?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Like, it's the rainforest there, too.
I think that's where Free Willy 2 was filmed at.
They got vampires up there too, Justin.
Oh, they do have vampires.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most of them.
What you talking about?
That's where Twilight was set.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Up in Washington State.
And werewolves.
They got them wolves.
Oh, they do have werewolves too. I better tell him to watch out for those.
You better calm down with some werewolves.
Like Aunt Mamie.
It's almost a full moon last night. You better
watch out.
See, vampires, you just stay in the sunshine.
Correct.
But werewolves, they're out all the time.
Right.
Or do they just come out at night?
I think
in Twilight, they were out all the time.
Actually, I think werewolves are out less. They're only out on full moons, right?
Not in the book.
Not in the book.
They were out all the time.
Oh, that's right. Oh, they go day walk.
Yeah. Yes.
But wait, that's the difference. That's dragons.
Are you a vampire or a werewolf, Justin?
I lean werewolf.
Mm. Okay.
I don't like drinking blood. Not really my thing.
No.
Werewolves, meat eaters, seems more appropriate.
Seems more you. Yeah, I was team Jacob, not team Edward. Twilight Saga.
Is it weird to think that was, what, 20 years ago now?
It was not 20 years ago.
When did Twilight come out?
Had to have been.
It was not 20 years ago.
Let's see when Twilight came out.
2004 would be your...
It would have to be 2004.
It might
didn't
be
come
close.
Out that
2006.
Long ago.
I mean, it was when I was in high school.
Okay, 2008.
All right.
But that means the previews came out in 2007.
And the
books. The book or the movie? Did
the
you
movie.
Look up, you
the
movie
is 2008,
Oh, then it did come out.
Then the book did come out 20 years ago.
Okay, wait. Twilight
oh, gosh.
Book.
I'm old.
Let's see.
Ugh.
I don't even know.
Because I'm still thinking of that as like a new.
Right. Okay, here we go. Twilight is a series of 4 fantasy romance novels. Bleh. 2 companion novels and 1 novella written by American author Stephanie Meyer. Released annually from 2005 through 2008. Mm. You heard it from Wikipedia first.
Wow. Mm.
2005.
Wiki, wiki. Yeah.
19 almost, years ago.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Does that make you feel older? Or
yeah, real old. Yeah, because I was thinking, oh, that was a newer book.
Dang, she's about to re-release this book, double up on that Twilight money.
She's re-releasing the book?
I would, 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
Anniversary.
That's what I would do.
Make celebratory that money. Silver cover anniversary.
Yeah, get this hardback blood cover.
Free blood pouch within.
Right.
Gross. Well, if you're Team Vampire, it's not that gross. You got to accept what you are.
Mm-hmm.
What do the werewolves get? Slab of meat?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Straight off the ship.
Squeaky toy?
Plays.
Yeah.
Can frame it?
Does.
A little vampire squeaky toy. That's what you get.
Or a little vampire that you can eat.
Yeah.
Did the werewolves eat the vampires?
They do. They do. They kill the vampires.
See? And vice versa.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a battle.
Yeah, it is. It is a battle. But
I never finished like the final, like the vampire thing never like did it for me. Like those, like Blade. Did you ever see Blade?
No. Why would I ever see a movie called Blade?
Yeah, Blade. Blade is awesome, but it wasn't the one that like won me over on vampires.
Which one was the one that won you over?
Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. Do you read all the books?
No, no, not at all.
No.
Never read about a vampire. Only seen.
I read all the books.
So wait, I got to go back to Bill for a second here. So this is when you decided that vampires were okay, was reading these books? And oh, first off, you saw the movies.
I saw the movies.
Let's not say
that. Yeah, yeah, no, I've never read.
No, he said he didn't read.
I read all the books. Never read about
a vampire.
Because
I went to school with Bill, and I know he was Rumpelstiltskin with me. I know that's how that went down. I know.
He's like, what you got for number four?
We were across computers, like looking up, blink twice if you're from Milwaukee. You know?
Right.
It's like that's what we were doing the whole time. But Blade was
Blade is a vampire movie or a werewolf
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, here's the thing about Blade, too. Spoiler for those of you who hadn't seen it. I think
Spoiler.
I think Blade was 1998, so I think I'm allowed to talk
you're
about
okay.
this one. Okay. He was a vampire, but he also didn't like vampires. So he was stuck in the middle between the two. Like, what am I supposed to do?
It's kind of like Interview with the Vampire.
Right. Like, y'all bit my mom when I was in her tummy. Now I came out a vampire. And now I'm going to take all y'all out because you took my mom.
I got to check out Blade again. That sounds awesome.
You know I'm saying, dude. Wait till you get to Blade 2. Some you
vengeance.
Think he died, but then he comes back. And then, like,
Vampire his, and vengeance. Then,
and his mentor comes back, and he's, like, all confused.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
We have had a string of days with below normal temperatures, but the good news today, I think we'll finally warm to right where we need to be this time of the year as temperatures for your Tuesday climb into the low 70s, around 73 degrees this afternoon. We'll see a few clouds mix in late in the day. They'll be on the increase overnight tonight as well as temperatures fall into the low 50s, much warmer than we were last night. We'll see breezy conditions for your Wednesday as temperatures climb to the mid-70s. From the WSIC Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Daniel Cruz.
That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, at 8:18. Happy Tuesday.
It's still Tuesday.
It's still Tuesday. Let's see how people feel about it outside. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, good morning. How are things looking out there?
Good morning. There's some heavy congestion. 77 southbound from Cornelius to about 485. You'll find some places with some stop-and-go traffic there. Also, 77 southbound as you enter into the city of Charlotte. Stop-and-go traffic. 77 northbound from about 485 up through Huntersville. Heavy congestion there, stop-and-go traffic. No accidents to report at this time. And then Statesville, Mooresville, secondary roads, I've not heard of any issues this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. Quick question for you. The age of getting a license, 16, I think, is still the age. Do you think that's too young or should we even lower it? I mean, hey, should we be having the inverse conversation of should we lower the age?
Oh, I think 16 is good. The drivers that I'm seeing out here, though, I don't know if it was COVID or what it is, but there's definitely a change in drivers' mentality, and there's, like I've said before, there's a lack of patience. There's riding bumpers. I really believe that it's almost time to, whenever you renew your license, to go through a defensive driving class or something, because it's a little crazy out here on 77.
All right, hot take, Jeff. We appreciate that. Maybe a bunch of vampires driving around out there or something like that. Jeff, we appreciate you. Ride iCats.com. Tuesday, the day going to the VA in Salisbury. Only a dollar to get picked up at your front door. We appreciate you, Jeff, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too, sir. A dollar from your front door to go to the VA in Salisbury, a dollar the way back. It's a killer deal. You can't beat it.
A great deal.
Wondering though, like drones and things like that too. Now because we see the train happening from Vegas. Okay, you're getting people off the streets. Streets get wild around here. The age, but new age transportation that is going to happen at some point. Maybe. Is this ever going to be consumerized? I don't know. Found this video on my timeline. A single pilot drone, where literally the human being sits inside of said drone. I'm going to guess I can play this audio. I don't know that, to be honest.
I don't know. You didn't check it?
I think I did check it, but okay. We'll leave the audio off for now. A drone that is a single-person pilot. Literally, one person can sit inside of it. It's so light.
This weighs less than a motorcycle, and I'm about to fly it. Ready?
Okay, so he is going to fly it. We're going to take a chance.
Oh, he is going to fly it. Okay.
So he is going to get in there. So he's got an iPad that helps control it.
So you don't drive too far. This is your joystick. If you want to climb,
you can be watching this on WSICnews.com. All the social platforms, WSIC News app.
Back here is how you rotate it.
Could you imagine this? Like, look at this thing. This taking off. It's got about 15 little turbines on it, flying this thing around. Could you imagine some 16-year-old kids flying these things to school?
Mm-mm. How far? I wonder how far you can go in it.
Wow. I'm going to guess a couple of miles at the most.
You think?
If it's battery operated. I'm assuming this thing's battery operated. Or is it gas, I guess? I don't know. Maybe it's rechargeable. You know what I mean? You plug it in at home. Like a Tesla.
I don't know. Would you get in one of those?
I would definitely get one
of
those.
You would?
Yeah. I don't know.
Ride it to work.
Yeah. All right, I got to go. See you guys.
Get here just a little bit faster.
7 seconds.
Yeah.
Shave it off. You know, you got to get the times down. Yeah. You know,
you could even just 3CX straight from that, I guess. You could just start the show from there.
Would you ride one of those?
No.
You wouldn't get inside the single person pilot drone that can fly you across town?
Probably not, no. Across town?
To Saeed's. I don't know, wherever you want to go. Like, it's
probably not. No, I'm not going anywhere.
Bill, you flying one of those from the city?
I'll do it.
My only thing I'd be worried about is the wind, because that thing looks like it'd be blown away like a piece of paper.
You got to watch out for flocks of birds, too.
Yeah.
Nah, just chop them up in the propellers.
No, I'm not getting that. No. No, thank you. I'm good.
Is it the risk of death?
Yeah. Hmm. Just me? I don't know how to fly.
That is a good reason.
It's not a bad reason. I can't say that that's an
If I did
point.
Get in it, I would just go like a foot off the ground so that when I do crash.
You don't think you would gain some level of just confidence, like Top Gun style? Like you step in that thing, you know, you're Goose. Or no, Goose is not. You don't
Maverick.
Want to be Goose. No, you don't want to be Goose.
No, what, I would be Goose. I would be a big old goose egg.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. You would be Maverick.
Iceman.
You wouldn't like... Would you wear a helmet, like with the shades?
See,
in the front?
I don't like wearing helmets either, so no, probably
wow,
not.
This is going real
can't
well.
Mess up, can't mess up my hair. Where are you going in it?
Wendy's.
That's,
get there quicker. Like, that's what.
Now, I will say there's some days.
Catawba Avenue has a serious traffic situation. It has
So when I left here on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I told you to leave before 2 o'clock.
I did. I left. What time did I leave here Friday? Like 11 o'clock or something. Took me almost half an hour to get from here to my house on
lunch
the other side.
Traffic.
Yeah, it was awful. And Rob was waiting on me to come home because he was taking my car to the beach to play golf. And
this is exactly my point. We've been talking about transportation for a long time. We need alternatives. Single pilot drones.
Single pilot
could be
drones.
That, you know, answer.
Who's going to shoot me down first when I fly one of these over the lake, though?
Somebody from Cherville.
Yeah, for sure.
or
you could do this on drive anything but a car at a school day, though, that they do at Burns High School in good old Cleveland County.
That's a real thing?
It's a real thing. I sent you guys the video.
What you driving?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
I didn't have a car either.
So you didn't take like the lawnmower or anything? No.
Tractors, did y'all have a ride horses. Lawnmower? We did not have a lawn. No, we had a push mower.
Yeah.
We had over an acre that I had to push. Yeah.
That'll teach you some lessons.
That's a good time. Here we are. So all girls, right? Dad just works us like we're boys because I don't have any boys. So y'all get to do the work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you would get to
There's
pick.
No discrimination in this house.
No, not in our house. If we would be outside, like, trying to get a tan in the backyard, Dad would be like, you know how you get a better tan?
Cutting
get up
grass.
There and cut the grass.
Guaranteed.
Yep. Full tan. You don't even have to flip. You just go out there and mow the grass.
Is that, that's how you guys spent your activity time was?
We'd mow the grass, rake the leaves, pull weeds. That was probably the worst one. And then Dad had the idea to build a garden in the backyard. And so
more weeds.
Yeah, and then he had this big old tiller that we would have to go out there and till the ground. And that hard red clay.
With a donkey on the front? Did y'all have a donkey?
No. It was just manpower, though.
Woman power.
Woman power, yeah.
Be
yeah.
Proper.
So, yeah, we didn't get to slack at all. Or you could go to work with Dad at the church, which is always fun. Because then you're...
I'll do the tilling.
Yeah. Then you're climbing under stuff. You're running cables for choir. You're... You don't know. You're building sets for the
indoor
Easter
activities.
Musical. Yeah. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get into with Dad. Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get into in a day at work, really, in general.
That's true.
Costco, one of the places you frequent, there's some shoppers there that are questioning the LED scanners, I guess. Yeah. Going on. What's going on with these LED scanners at Costco? Bill, we can play this audio on this video. I did check this one. So someone at Costco wanted to go above and beyond, could not stand the fact of their food getting scanned. And so he came up with an
alternative. I don't want any trouble. I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
He made a shirt with the barcode.
With the barcode on it.
The exact item number.
That's
He's
a
done
regular credit card.
It's a regular
Costco
credit card.
Okay, hold
yeah,
on.
He has to show his Costco card for the scan.
I don't know.
There you go. I don't want to charge it on this card. I want to put it on this one. Scan it.
I think he's a TikToker.
Scan it.
I did.
Okay.
You think he's a TikToker?
That's Albert Einstein.
And they're scanning his t-shirt right now for some chickens.
Done.
Scan that man.
5 times.
So he didn't want the chicken scan. He made a t-shirt with the barcode on it to scan. Should we be concerned with the LED lights at checkout counters?
That's never been a concern of mine that my food goes under the LED lights. Is that one that you?
That's not his fault that you haven't been thinking about it. Let me
I have be clear never about that. Thought that that is impacting my food.
That's Albert Einstein.
He's thinking outside the box.
Should we be concerned with the LED scanners?
Mm. I am not concerned with the LED. I figured it goes through so many other scanners before it finally gets to my house. Goes through.
Well, yeah. How are they gonna make the chicken?
It goes through. They have to put the price on it. I'm sure there's some scanning that happens within that side of it. It gets pumped full of antibiotics before it even gets to Costco. So I think I'm okay. Maybe.
LED feather removers.
The LED feather
they
removers.
They burn them off.
Mm. Oh, is that
Incinerate.
What happens?
Incinerate.
Mm. I have gotten from Whole Foods, I have gotten a whole chicken uncooked. That still has feathers on it.
Like a turkey? You got a turkey?
No, a chicken, a whole chicken. Uh-huh. You can buy a whole chicken that's not cooked. I make it in the crock pot when I used to cook a long time ago before I got too busy to stop cooking.
Hold on. They gave you a feathered chicken.
Yeah, I had like 3 feathers on it, but I still had to pull them off. Ugh. And that was disgusting. Yeah. I don't like to know what my food looked like before it was food. I don't want to know.
Did you keep the feathers?
No, I just pulled them off, put it in the crock pot.
You put them with it, seasoning?
No, not seasoning. I pulled them off. I put the chicken in the crock pot.
Got it. Just clarifying the words here. It seems like we're cooking.
I did not eat feathers any feathers.
Is the secret ingredient.
But you want to come over for dinner this weekend? I know exactly what I'm cooking.
The chicken?
Yeah. Feathers
but Costco's, those look like rotisserie pre-cooked.
Those are the rotisserie chickens, yeah.
Maybe this guy's onto something.
Okay. When you go now next time, are you wearing the t-shirt?
But I don't think I want them scanning my chest like that then every time. If they can't scan the chicken, why are they okay with it?
Well, he's got on like double, triple.
Six
he's got
layers.
Lots of shirts. Look at all the shirts he's wearing. He's wearing at least 2.
Wearing a Kevlar vest underneath
yeah,
that thing,
he's
too.
He's probably got some coverage there.
Hey, I just got a phone call from our buddy Jeff out there.
Yeah.
ICATS, ride ICATS. Accident southbound 77, mile marker, between mile marker 30 and 29.
Oof.
A three-car accident with injuries. The delay is as far as the eye can see.
Ouch. Oh. Okay, 77 southbound, anywhere north of exit 30. You're going to be sitting for a while. Find alternative route. I was going to say transportation. That would be ICATS. Thank you, Jeff. RideICATS.com, keeping you apprised.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good Morning LKN on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 834. Thanks to Jeff at ICATS, rideicats.com, calling, letting us know. 77 southbound, there's an accident with injuries right around mile marker 30. So if you're heading southbound and you're wondering why things are at a dead stop, well, it's because there's an accident. And so you'll want to seek alternative routes. That's what you're going to really want to do. We talked about the release of the setup of this baby thing that went on. We analyzed it in depth.
The gender reveal.
The gender reveal. They had airplanes flying over. Fireworks. Thought it was AI.
I thought it was AI.
I don't think it is AI. I mean, I don't.
You don't think the airplanes were AI?
It did not have an AI vibe to it, okay, when I looked at it. I think this is just people spending their money on ridiculous things.
That's possible too.
Now, for this new one that you found, this is a wedding out of, I believe, Switzerland?
Switzerland. This is, yeah, in the Swiss Alps, right in the middle of the mountains. And there's a bird man, and it's a man dressed like a bird.
It's just ridiculous.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. All I can think of is the bride's brother or cousin was like, I've got a gift for you guys. It's going to be amazing. And this is what it is. It's him dressed up all in white. Giant feathers, if you're not watching on social.
Looking like a drone pilot.
I thought it was AI when it first came up. I really did. I was like, this cannot be real, because that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I had nightmares about this after I watched this video. He's just going back and forth on stilts. I don't even know what he's on.
Yeah, I'm analyzing this
some
now.
Some sort of platform.
My AI brain is processing this. He is attached to some nimble-like spring.
Because he can turn 360 degrees while he's on it.
Right. This is like, you know the inside. Have you ever taken a pen apart?
Yeah.
You know the little spring in the front?
Oh, yeah.
He's on a spring.
That's what he's standing on. Maybe like a mattress spring.
He took a giant pen apart, got on the spring.
And stood on. Hey, look at this idea. We'll charge $50,000 for this. And this is what they do.
Don't know where you find this guy, how you book them, how much you think this cost.
I don't know. Is he the official state bird of Switzerland right there? Is that what that is? Is that the snow owl?
It is like a snow owl. He's shirtless, though, in a skirt, giant wings.
That's an Articuno.
So what are some of the ridiculous things that we're seeing from people at their weddings? You got this guy with the flying like a bird. We saw the airplane shooting the stuff over.
Have you ever seen anything? I mean, I've never seen anything this over the top of a wedding.
Extravaganza-ish?
I mean, I've been to a wedding where the bride came in with like a horse and carriage.
I've seen that.
Ooh.
That's probably the most over the top thing. I don't go to a lot of weddings. I've aged out of the wedding scene. my friends are on their second now. There's no big weddings.
I'm trying to think what the most ridiculous thing. And I don't want to say ridiculous, but like that they chose to do. And it's kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, that's cool. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah. Anything crazy?
Custom stuff is usually, you know, the expensive part, I would assume. You know what I mean? You start putting names, engravings, things like that.
My friend Lindsay had fireworks in her wedding. That was pretty
fireworks
cool, though.
Is cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I don't know if I've ever been to one where they've hired someone to be like a character like that or some type of thing that you wouldn't. I just don't have that kind of level of friends, I guess. I don't know.
I just don't have that level of imagination to even think that this is something that could exist.
Blank slate. You could do whatever you want. I'm probably maybe going for like some Tesla robots or something like that.
Robots. Going with robots?
Just to prove the point.
Of what?
I will control them.
Okay. What are these robots doing? Are they dancing? Are they
a little bit of everything?
Just being there, serving
mingling
drinks?
Mingling by the punch.
Also escorting people out that need to be removed.
It's time to go.
It's time to get out.
It's time for you to go.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And so then they have to do what I say.
Yeah.
Unless they don't. Mm. Because the robots.
Yeah, that's possible.
going to take over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You knew where this was going.
I know. I know. I don't even know why I asked the question. But there is an event going on in Lake Norman in Cornelia specifically. No robots. But Nina's Boutique, Elizabeth's going to be here on, you know, she throws a great party.
Mm-hmm.
She throws a great party. So she's going to be here Friday to talk about her, it's Italian coast theme.
Ooh.
And there will be no Birdman as far as I know. But do you remember that we had Expressions Floral here, who was the florist for Love is Blind?
Yes.
She is doing an installation. She talked about her installations when she was here. She's doing a floral installation for Nina's. And all Elizabeth will say is that it is unbelievable. So I am looking forward to that.
Is this like a dress in white kind of party too?
No, Italian coast. So
beige?
Limoncello. It's yellow theme.
Yellow.
So like limoncello cocktails.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bring your yellow. Bring your floral arrangements to Nina's this Saturday.
Yeah.
Is it Saturday?
Sunday.
It's Sunday. A day of rest. Another great, beautiful day at Nina's. I'll see you there.
It's going to be great. I'm going to take Demi. Is she free on Sunday? I'm taking her with me.
Are you going to wear yellow?
No, I'll just wear.
Oh.
What am I?
So you're not going to go themed?
I mean, I'm just going to go and enjoy the
big
theme.
Hats?
I don't even have a big hat.
Like a big floppy hat?
I want to do what that guy was doing in that Swedish wedding.
You
want to be the Birdman? Bill's going to be the Birdman?
He's coming as Birdman.
Birdman Bill.
Shirtless. Just walking around.
You got your mask picked out already, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever been to a masquerade kind of ball like that where you wear the mask?
No.
No.
Me either. Okay. I've been looking for people that have that.
I don't know where that was going, but no. No. I was afraid to even answer that question.
Not fortunate enough yet.
No. And I would say no to the invitation as well. If
really?
I got one. Yeah, no, I'm not.
I mean, if it was like legit, like what if like an organization
I'll masquerade. That's
here,
cherry
like,
Pop-Tart stuff right there.
I was going to say, that sounds like cherry Pop-Tart stuff. I'm
cherry Pop-Tart.
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing.
Staying away
about
from
it.
That.
One less place you're going to be able to go, though, soon. Actually, I think as of today, Express. You ever been to Express?
Yes, I've been to Express.
Or Up West?
I don't know Up West, but I've been to Express.
So the company plans to close 95 Express locations.
Oh, no.
It operates more than 500 in the U.S. Is retail dead?
Is retail dead?
Mm. Nonsense. No.
No. No. No. Retail's great.
Okay, big box retail.
Big box retail.
Like somebody like Nina's, okay, that's she's going to crush it because she's like in on the local. She's
all about
custom,
relationships,
right,
too.
Relation, like that's different. But a place like Express where is there anything in there you can't buy online?
Mm. No, probably not. I think malls
are dead.
They felt like they were going away and now they're coming back a little bit.
They're on the rise again?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I don't do a lot of mall shopping though, do you?
No.
No, I don't
do
a lot
get
of
shot.
I don't
I'm hesitant to buy things online because I haven't tried them on yet.
Yeah.
So clothing in particular.
Yes.
But for products like, you know, Circuit City's gone. Remember Radio Shack?
Oh, of course.
I used to love going to Radio Shack.
Sears,
it's gone.
Sears had a catalog at one point.
They did have a catalog, yeah.
Okay, so clothes.
Clothing, I think clothing stores will stay around, but Rob used to love Express for Men. Do you remember that store?
I think I had some dress shirts.
Yes. So mm-hmm. he had his dress shirts mm-hmm. from there.
Nice.
But his were more like going to the club shirts.
No.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are his dress shirt. Yeah.
Floral.
Yeah. Yeah. Some bright colors, some unbuttoned down halfway.
Some Miami what's
the,
night.
What's the point of buttons?
So when right. we were, when after we got married and moving in together, I volunteered to move his stuff and a lot of it moved straight to Goodwill. He was like, those were nice shirts. I was like, those are going to the club shirts. We're not going there anymore.
Oh, snap.
That's not what we do.
Life changed.
Babe, have you seen my neon bag?
Yeah.
What's the dress code at Saeed's?
Yeah, right. That's the closest we're going to a club these days. So, yeah.
So, do you, besides Nina's, which you pretty much exclusively shop
correct.
At for clothes.
Come to Nina's this Sunday.
When you go to other places for clothes, do you care, like, do you go to try it on and then buy online, or are you buying it from
the
store?
I like the experience. I usually buy it from the store. Yeah. Especially if it's a local boutique, because I like supporting the local boutiques, too.
Sure.
You get a better experience there than you would if you just went to one of these big box stores.
Maybe women's clothes is just more complicated because of how much, like there's
women's
so many
clothing
things.
Sizes is so messed up. It's so messed up. There's junior women's and then there's women's. It's
what?
Yeah. Yeah, junior women's are like odd number.
Children, child clothes?
Junior women's, which are like teenage girls.
Okay.
Those are in odd number sizes, so 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Mm. Women's sizes are in even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah. Try to figure that one out.
I'm glad there's not a junior men's section.
There's not.
I would be.
There's not. Men's clothes all come in the same size.
That's where your boy would be.
Wait, your boy didn't even get a discount? Not the junior section.
And then one store to the next. See y'all later. Yeah, I'll be a 10 at one store, 14 at another. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
That's why I stopped buying Chaps years ago. I just couldn't.
Chaps.
The brand, not the pants. The brand, it just was like for the super slim fit. And I'm like, I'm not super slim fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I wish I could wear Lacoste. I can't wear Lacoste either, I feel like, because it's like the super slim. But see, some of these companies like all own, like that's not Lacoste, but like Polo and Ralph Lauren, those are obviously the same. And I know that they own some other brands,
well,
too.
Well, like Gap owns Old Navy, Banana Republic, all yeah. that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same Athleta, Banana they own Republic. That too. They own True. Shoe store, Zappos.
Zappos?
Yeah.
They own Zappos?
Yeah, they do.
Isn't that online retail?
Yeah, but they own it.
Who does?
Gap.
Dang, they're killing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they owned Zappos.
Kanye West owns everything.
That's probably true.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 8:48. Happy Tuesday to you. If you missed earlier, Nina's Boutique's going to be on. And Nina's on Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. She's got an event coming up. She also, Nina's Boutique, Elizabeth, is also a sponsor of the Teacher of the Month.
That's right.
Giveaway that we do every single month to celebrate the teachers in the community. If you know a teacher, WSIC News on Instagram, LKN Memes on Instagram, WSICnews.com. You can register your teacher to win a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Also, shout out to Brighter Smiles of Davidson.
Yes.
Giving away free gentle whitening treatments to the teacher that is selected each month. It's an ongoing contest month over month. So if you don't win this month, well, you can always win next month.
And Brighter Smiles is moving to a new location in Cornelius. Yes. Moved to a new location, so she'll be here in May. I think the second week of May, she'll be here to talk about the new location, the grand opening. They're having a grand opening party, so lots of fun stuff happening with our partners that we're working with. And
that's great.
Thankful that they're partnering with us on this. We love our teachers.
Absolutely love the teachers.
Gonna be May.
Did you?
It is.
Were you like the type of student that gave teachers a hard time?
I like to think no, but I also got talks too much on my report card a lot. A lot.
Like a lot, like through high school?
Yes.
Or like
specifically in high school. I would say elementary, middle school, I was more on the quiet side. About eighth grade is when I finally found my niche, was talking to people. Finally figured out I'm good at that. And
yeah, I'm just going to talk to you.
Just talk too much. And I would get that a lot on my report card. And look what I do now. Showed you guys.
There's a few times that I probably cause trouble that I shouldn't have, but
were you a good student?
Tried to keep to myself in class.
Yeah,
I think I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I mean, I remember, but I don't. I never intentionally like tried to cause trouble in class. You know, I mean, I wasn't a troublemaker in class.
No, I don't think I was a troublemaker. I think I was just distracted most of the time.
Bored? Did you think you were bored a lot
bored.
As a kid?
No, I wouldn't say bored, no. No, I was never bored as a kid. We always had lots going on between home and church and family stuff.
So you were one, say, until in
the yard? until in the yard, yeah. Oh, yeah. So a friend of mine, I was talking to her the other night. She actually, we grew up on the same street together, and we both moved to this area. She lives in Mooresville. I live in Cornelius, and now we go to church together, and so we have a good time cracking up, just like you and Bill, sure. About what we did when we were kids, yeah. She was like, is it true that you would have to sleep in the kitchen when you were making too much noise? I was like, that's actually true. Wait. We lived in a very small house, 1,100 square feet, 6 people in the house, very nice. Small house. And so if we were making too much noise, not going to bed, when Mom and Dad said it was time to go to bed, they would put us in the kitchen, and we'd fold laundry until we were too tired to go to sleep.
How much laundry did y'all have?
Six people.
You gotta be touching six people's laundry.
Six people. There's all. We only have three in our house, and there's always laundry to do.
There's definitely always. Yeah, yeah. Six people. That's.
And I've been tilling all day. Yeah.
Still talking. Did it work?
Yeah.
It's actually not. I got two kids right now that are pretty
chatty.
Put
them in the kitchen. Put them in the kitchen. We had the big fluorescent light over the sinks. It never turned off. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So with Emmy, we're dealing with right now trying to keep her in her bed. So she's three and we've
put her in the kitchen.
Her.
Make That's her do my laundry. Thought.
She comes out of her room. We have this routine now where we can watch on the monitor, but we just sit outside her room and nope, your only option is to go to sleep. That's the method we're trying. Now it's going to be your only option is to fold laundry or go to sleep. Which is it?
It worked.
You have a choice.
She probably will say laundry just because she thinks she can stay awake. And then, like, I imagine just sitting her in the middle of the kitchen.
Fold it.
Go ahead.
Fold it.
No way it lasts. No. That wouldn't work.
No, that wouldn't work.
How old were you when you had to start folding
laundry?
I
was probably, you know, fourth, fifth grade.
Oh, I got time then.
Yeah, you got some time for that one.
What is something I can give her right now? All right.
Mop the floor.
Mop the floors? Yeah, there we go. Take your play broom.
Just tell her she has to go to Aunt Mamie's house.
Do you want to go over there? She's got some tilling.
She'll put you to work.
She's thinking about a garden. See? Thinking about it.
See, this is the difference now. With ChatGPT and all this stuff, the kids aren't going to know the same struggles.
That's right.
That the previous
They're
generation
not going to know. Did. They're not going to know.
What's like the next technology? I'm going to make you not use ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Take away your AI tools.
You take away their iPad, their phone. I mean, that's really the thing to take away when they're teenagers. Once they get their own phone, yeah.
Do you waited, though, a while to get Katie a phone?
A while? I don't know. She was 10, but it was because... her dad and I had split, and so I needed a way to contact her. So that's why. So I probably would have waited until probably seventh grade if that wouldn't have been the case. But, yeah, I felt like she got one a little bit earlier. But she did get a dumb phone. She did not get a smartphone until seventh grade. Mm. So she just – all she could do was talk and text.
Somebody who knows about phones quite a bit, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You want to buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday. You got an anniversary. Are you celebrating? Well, you can call into the Home Ad Show, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. Patrick, you have a daughter. Did you get her a cell phone super early on in life, or what about what age did she start telecommunicating?
I did not get her one super early in life. I had a tighter stance on it. I said, she can get a phone anytime she wants. She'll pay for it. Figure it out. I'll even give you a ride down to the phone store and I'll wait for you. But you go inside, you can figure out how to pay for it. So you get one anytime you want. I thought I was a tough guy for a while, but that faded. And eventually I got her one. Like Mamie, I was like, I better keep track of her, you know? So I don't really remember. One too early though. I don't know. Late middle school, early high school, something like that.
Is there a too young of an age to get a phone?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes 30 or 40 is too young to have a phone. gosh, I'm not. I don't know if I'm mature enough to have a phone yet.
Should we try a day of like no cell phones in the world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just
yes.
One day.
One day.
Yes. One day a year, no cell phones.
Yeah, I remember we would have a no electronic weekend in her childhood where, you know, we're on your phone, laptops, just part of the weekend too. And I thought, nope, we're going to shut them down. Unless we actually needed to make a call or if we wanted to go do something and we wanted to look something up, that was okay. But then the phone went back down. Actually, wound up having a great time that weekend and just caught up to all of the stuff on Monday.
It's pretty much like Saturdays. It's like just go outside, right? Like that's really what we can just do is go outside.
Go outside until.
Until, right. Everybody's going to have a garden this summer.
Mamie's childhood sounded like a work release program.
No, my dad had to dig a basement when he was a kid. So as long as, yes. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So you have kids to put them to work, basically, in
the
Neely family.
Yeah, the purpose.
Put them to work.
Patrick, you had a few calls yesterday. How'd the birthdays and anniversaries go? Are people celebrating this time of year?
Yes, they are. We had a lot. We had seven yesterday. It was kind of funny. With 10 slots on the wheel, we got systems for no matter what number of calls we have, we've got a system on the wheel to make it work. And I think I had to do four respins yesterday to finally get a winner on the birthday wheel because it wouldn't land. That was the first time I had to do that many respins on. And I think I've had one so far, but I had four yesterday where it landed on a slot. No one was assigned to it. But yeah, it was very big celebration. I mean, donuts, salad bar, and then a coffee or a smoothie. We had great prizes for birthdays and anniversaries. Who wouldn't want to be part of that?
That wheel has gotten some miles on it. You know, Pat Shannon used that back in the day. You're using it. It's quite the nostalgic piece of history there. I used it a couple of times when I guest hosted. I didn't break it, I don't think. Is it holding up okay?
Yeah, no, it's good. That's a real sturdy piece wherever we got it from. I feel like I'm on The Price is Right and I'm spinning for that showcase showdown, trying to get that spot, trying to get the $1 line. It's a lot smaller than that, but I feel, there we go. Yeah, you know. Oh, by the way, don't forget to have your pets spayed and neutered.
Yeah, thank you.
Today?
You're welcome. Any day.
That's what they say on Price is Right at the end of it.
That might have been a generational joke that went over your head.
Oh, that definitely went over my head. I'm sorry. That was really what they promoted on Price is Right?
At the end, Bob Barker would always say, and don't forget to get your pet spayed or neutered.
Thanks for saving me on this one, Mames.
That's the sick day. That's like the sick day. You eat the stale crackers, right back to the beginning of the show. Stale crackers, stale Sprite. Watch Price is Right. Bob Barker.
Yeah. He took you through a sick day. It was Bob Barker was great.
You know, his house is up for sale right now in California.
Oh, you want to buy it?
It's actually, for California, is relatively inexpensive. It's only like a couple miles from the studio. He never like did any upgrades to it, and he never wanted to move because it literally was like within a couple miles of the studio. It's for sale right now.
Maybe we could go partners in it like the zoo.
Yeah.
Mamie usually does like a fundraising kind of thing for lake properties. Yeah. Maybe she's going more California now.
Nah, I'm staying over here.
Did you hear about the high-speed train from Vegas to LA or Rancho Cucamonga?
I did hear about it from Rancho Cucamonga to Las Vegas. I heard about it on Good Morning LKN.
What's your thoughts? You would ride the high-speed train?
Absolutely. I love Vegas. Would not want to live there, but I love visiting. And, Southern California heading into Vegas. From what I understand, it's kind of like, as you said, east of East L.A., which I believe they call the Inland Empire. And from that point to Vegas, I think is very common. I would love to hop on that thing, go to Vegas. Win, win, win. Yes, put me on that thing.
Should we have a high-speed train to the beach from Corntown or anywhere around the lake?
Well, I was in favor of Charlotte, but then maybe we'd get to go.
So. All right, I'd never go. I'd still have to drive.
I got to say Charlotte. I was like, not everything can come off of Catawba Avenue, so.
It can.
What about from Statesville? Just take I-40, just straight out to the coast.
Which coast? You know, it goes both directions.
It goes. It does. It goes both ways.
Sure. Yeah. We can make it to California in a day and a half.
Yeah, I'm sensing Cannonball Run here. Oh, you don't know what that is
either.
I did another blank face on that one. Ouchies.
I know that one too, Patrick.
Thank you. Wow. Getting the saves by Lee here today. Thank you.
Welcome.
There's just so much I don't know, clearly.
Yeah, we're here to educate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, taking your calls, helping you buy, sell, trade, and also celebrating your birthdays and anniversaries. Patrick? Have a great show, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Tomorrow, we've got Community Singers of Lake Norman coming in. They've got their event coming up here in May. Pretty cool group. You literally, it's like 60, it's a bunch of singers.
Are you going to sing with them?
I would sing.
What do you think they're going to sing?
I know one. I remember one song from choir in elementary school. Swing low.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sweet chariot.
That's a good one. Coming. I think that's a royalty-free one, too, so we could sing that one.
Is it? It's because it's so old?
Yeah, we don't have to pay for that one.
That's pretty good right there. Also going to have Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. And there's a few things going on in the world. We'll see what some of my timeline looks like over the night. You never know.
Nobody knows.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.